views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here today with Mary Jane. We've got Benny in the studio. He's going to be playing that awesome music to keep me chair dancing.
Awake.
Awake and chair dancing.
Come on, we can tell everybody.
It's a little...
You had a long night.
Yeah. No, it's kind of a little, I don't know, having a sleepy morning. Sleepy start to my morning. But I can't say that because I'm getting glared at by Mary Jane, who's my mom.
Well, Nancy has a new toddler at home, so she's preoccupied with her.
Here's the truth.
We have a new addition to the family, Paddington John, my little golden retriever boy.
It's a great name.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paddington, he came with the name. He's 9 months old, and he came with Paddington, and... I always name my dogs after my dad, so my dad's name is John, so it's Paddington John. And so we've been trying to get to know each other for the past. I got him Friday.
Yeah.
We could go Friday. So we're just trying to
It's all good.
In.
He's a good boy.
He is a great boy.
Yeah.
However, my days start very early, and they end very late, and they're very active in between. All right. Enough about me and my dog, even though we could go on and on and on. So, Mary Jane, for those of you who don't know and are new to the show, is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's been doing the accelerated performance system since 1992. It's a form of muscle testing to find out where your imbalances are in your body. So she uses the muscle testing. She taps into your body, finds out where the imbalances are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into your body, balances it, supports it, and brings it back to where you're balanced and normal again. So it's a way of going directly to the cause, not covering up symptoms, which a lot of people seem to do. Anything you'd like to add, Mary Jane?
Well, it's what doctors seem to do.
Well, I didn't want to.
It's very specific. It's the stories over and over again. You can go to the doctor and go to another doctor, be referred to another one, and they're still treating your symptoms. And then by the time people come into me, they still have the same problem, but they've been treated with antibiotics and other types of medication took the edge off of it, but they still have the same problem.
No, I like this week you had some stories where some of the clients actually went to the doctor and didn't get helped. And then they came to see mom and they said to her, I don't know why I didn't come here first. I don't know what my problem is. I should know by now.
I should have.
Yeah. And then she did have one person who came in this week who said, I'm not going to the doctor. I'm coming to see you first. So it's just funny that now even some of your clients, longtime clients, will automatically maybe just think, okay, I'll go to the doctor. And then when that doesn't work, they're like, come into our office.
She said, I don't know why I did that. But and I said, it's okay.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong.
You do what you have to do. And she was given, the one was given an antibiotic and had it was the number one worst antibiotic that you could possibly get. And she had a severe reaction to it. And so then they gave her a different antibiotic. So anyway, it was she was quite funny in the office about she knew, but she just did the other.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's on her way to recovery and all is good.
She's doing good. So today our show is talking about balancing the body emotionally and physically. A lot of times what happens in the office, there's an organ that might still be showing up. Like your gallbladder's always showing up. Go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, and then people say, well, how come I keep getting this? It's like, why, you know, they've taken care of it, so now it should be all better and it should be gone for life.
I totally agree, as I'm dealing with some issues of my own right now.
And so, and what, whenever things keep coming back, that's every organ stores an emotion. And for example, we'll use the gallbladder to start with, but the gallbladder is resentment. So say 20 years ago, you got fired from a job, that's just off the top, and you've carried that resentment ever since. And every time, so that resentment gets stored in your gallbladder. So now every time you experience that same emotion of that type, that emotion gets
louder.
The energy for that gets stored also. It keeps getting stored till pretty soon the energy is so big in that organ, then you start presenting with symptoms.
It just, I like to say it gets loud.
Yeah.
It's loud.
It says, help me, help me.
Or it says,
I need attention.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So it's about you looking, and that's what we do in the office also, is look at where the emotion was coming from, because your body has every answer from the time you were conceived till present day.
You mean every emotion?
Well, it has every memory, memory.
But yeah. It also has all the
all
answers.
The emotions, yeah. So if you tap into the body, you could ask, if you ask the body the question, you can figure out exactly when it happened to you and the time, the month, and often you could figure out what that is.
I'm still trying to figure out how we can get rid of it a lot sooner than I've been dealing with at this point. Okay, how about if we go to Pam in Gig Harbor?
All right.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hey, Pam, you got to turn off your radio in the background, sweetheart. All right, let's put Pam back on hold. I'll check with her. Let's take David from Seattle. David, welcome to the show.
Hello, David. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing very well. What's your question for Mary Jane?
My question is she's sensing any sort of, called maybe a couple weeks ago, but if she sensed any change in my gallbladder or my emotional state or my overall health.
All right.
You are the same. Your gallbladder, I don't remember what I told you it was, but it's a 2. So
okay.
It's if I told you anything different, it's a 2 today. And so
okay.
2 isn't good. 2 means that it's full of heavy sludge, and then that backs
okay.
up all your other organs. So how are you feeling?
Okay. I'm feeling much better. There's not really that much pain anymore, but I've eaten softer foods, boiled foods, applesauce, apple juice, and, I mean, I have more energy.
Yeah, so you're doing the things that really, you know, when you change your diet and you do the right things, you take away those severe symptoms and it makes you feel better. And often it'll help the gallbladder, but you still have a lot of heavy sludge in the gallbladder. And that's where what I do, giving you specific nutrition supplements, actually helps thin out that bile and heal the gallbladder and move the sludge through. So you still got some work to do. Okay, David?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. Glad you're feeling a little bit better. Okay, Pam, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, good.
Good. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Okay, I have a lot of allergies. I've always had allergies from the time that I was a small child, and it definitely affects my immune system. You know, I get sick with a lot of colds and flu, and I've more recently discovered by taking a lot of vitamin C, mega dosing on vitamin C and taking echinacea, you know, I'm much better. I'm not sick as often. But, you know, I still have difficulty if I get in and we'll say overwork or, you know, just even put in a normal day's work in the yard, even a half an hour or so. I mean, I'm sorry, a couple hours or so. And I wind up getting sick still.
Okay, Pam, what you have going on is it's your right kidney. Your right kidney is full of sludge, and then it's very inflamed. What I do is do the numbers on it. And your kidney, if it's normal, should be a 10. Yours is like a 1,000. And that just means do you have backaches?
Yes. but I also have arthritis in my back.
Well, arthritis comes from kidneys. So your bones are kidneys. So if you're having any kind of bone issue, that's a kidney issue. So your big thing is that right kidney. So when you have that inflammation in the kidney, it's now all that bacteria that backs up in Chinese medicine, the kidney and lungs are connected. So you're probably short of breath because your lungs score really low. And your sinuses, you probably have some sinus and congestion. Well, that's your allergies. But your allergies are mainly due to that right kidney. When you take and it's extreme fatigue when you have that. So that's what's going on with you. And you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach. And when you get a lot of bacteria in your stomach, all that bacteria goes through the kidney and makes that worse. And also that bacteria goes up into your cranial bones or up into your sinuses and your lungs. So we have an easy solution for you to just give our office a call and get you on a program to pull you out of that, because where you're at, you're really stuck and you could wind up really not feeling good at all and with other types of issues. But being on the right program, we can turn that around for you so you could start feeling good again. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, I've always had problems with colds and flu, so I've always been low energy. I mean, this has been from the time I was a child.
Yeah, you were born with this. You were born with the right kidney in low gear. And that could be up and down through the years, but you're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies. So you inherited this, and it's a very common problem. But when you have a kidney that shows up first, that's pretty significant, a thing that you really have to take care of. And like staying away from dairy and wheat, it's very important for you.
Which I do. I stay away from, you know, dairy, wheat. You know, the only grains that I eat is generally quinoa or steel-cut oats. I find that I feel the best when I'm just on vegetables and, you know, lean protein.
Exactly, because that's all your kidney can handle. If you were to eat the kidney doesn't like it, and it makes you bloated and you don't feel good. You would even be more tired. So you're doing the right thing that's keeping you from feeling worse, but you still have a problem, and so a concern. So again, it's easy to turn around. Just give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you. And Nancy will give you our number.
All right, Pam. The office number is 888-777-4232. And it's easy to take care of, Pam. Get on the right nutrition, clean out those kidneys, and you'll be good as new, and you'll be amazed at how good you'll be feeling. And it's pretty quick and easy and simple.
Yeah. It's predictable results. When I put you on the program, it's exactly what your body needs, and we know in a certain time you'll be better.
All right, Pam. Thanks for calling. Well, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you on the other side.
The moon is up, the night is hazy. Let's get lost in the shadows, somewhere we can go where no one else can find.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Looking like a good, good time. Don't disguise the way you wanna love tonight. Oh my, my, hook you with a brand new high. Don't be shy, I just wanna live tonight.
Way to go, Benny. Way to go. I'm starting to move, starting to wake up. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I am here with Mary Jane Mack, who is also, for many of you who don't know, my mom. Hey, if you would like to get more information about Mary Jane, you can go to her website at MaryJaneMack.com. And she also has a fan page on Facebook. It's Mary Jane Mack. Go ahead and like it. You can leave comments, give us your feedback. If you want to hear about, you know, if you have a idea for an upcoming show, go ahead and shoot us a message on there. She has quotes, pictures. I think we'll be posting a new picture of the baby today or tomorrow. We're going to put little Paddington John up there so everyone can see. Tired of looking at those horses.
Exactly. My new grandson.
Yes. Going to look at the new grandson. He's extremely handsome. Okay. Today, our show is about balancing the body. We're talking about emotions, and if you don't deal with them, how they turn into a physical. And Mary Jane is taking your call. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It can be a question about anything. It could be a question about yourself, a friend, a child, a pet, because I don't think for those of you who are new, Mary Jane does pets, dogs, cats, horses, I think those are the main ones she's been taking care of. She's had some other wild animals that she's worked with, but I'd say
I've had llamas, but they're difficult.
Yeah, but she does do animals. She just does the same thing. She goes in, tracks what's going on in their body, and then they also, you know, get the nutrition that the people
do. Oh, they do fabulous.
Well, yeah, because there's no emotion attached to taking that nutrition.
Yeah, kids and animals do great. It doesn't take them very long to turn it around.
No, so very quick and easy. Yeah. Also, if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. If Rhonda doesn't answer the phone, it just means she's on the other line. Don't panic. Leave a message, and she'll call you right back, so... All right, Mary Jane, where are we going?
Well, getting back to Pam, and she said, you know, she's had these allergies all her life, and we talked about she was probably born with it. And so, again, connecting what we're talking about today, why do you have that? It was some fear that she experienced as a very young.
Now, could it have been a fear that her mother experienced while
yes.
she was?
I think it was probably 6 months into her utero. And it could be a fear that her mother had. And if your mother is still around, Pam, you could ask her. And then you picked up on that fear because you're interutero. You don't know what's going on. And that fear settled in your kidney, and then you developed this physical issue.
Now, that fear could be something very simple.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a traumatic fear.
No, it's what you think at the moment. I mean, as a tiny intero, a little baby, it's the energy you pick up on. So you're picking up on the energy. It could have been she was afraid of, say, fear of maybe not having enough money. And then, but the money, it was just for the moment. And then everything was okay, but it's how she experienced it at that very moment. So it's looking at that, and if you don't even have to figure it out. It's just recognizing that that is stored in that organ so that you can look at your own fear issues and then let them go.
Yeah.
Or try and deal with them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm still doing that, Mary Jane. Still, I can't. I'm ready to let them go.
Well, and then talk about people with, you know, sadness and the
grief.
They go along. Yeah, well, grief is lungs. When you have trouble breathing all the time, their grief is lungs. And sadness is heart. So when someone's heart shows up, it could be, and you ask them, you could figure out what happened 5 years ago. Well, maybe somebody died, or they lost they had a relationship that fell apart, or their husband divorced, they got a divorce, or
they lost something. A pet.
Exactly. And that emotion puts the heart in low gear, and they're tired and depressed, and they don't feel good, but they really don't pinpoint it to what was going on in their life. They just know at a certain point that things started to go downhill. And once they look at that emotion and think about, oh, wow, could that, you know, people don't realize how much the emotion affects them physically. And when they just connect with that, there's all different kinds of techniques they could do to help clear it.
And a lot of times just acknowledging what it was or having that aha moment when you're able to ask the question, what happened? A lot of your clients always say, oh, my God, they always go to what it was.
Exactly.
And it doesn't, like we said, doesn't have to be major. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and say hi to Diane. Hi, Diane, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
You're not going to believe this one, but I had a Whipple procedure done. Do you know what that is?
Well,
do you have any idea?
Tell everybody what that is.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, it has to do with the pancreas. I had a tiny cyst on it the size of my small fingernail. And for that surgery, they took out part of my pancreas. They took out part of my stomach. They took out all of my gallbladder. And they took out all of my duodenum.
All of it. Okay.
Wow.
And so they said it would take a year and a half to heal. And so now I'm in the process of healing. And I was rather arrogant, thinking, oh, I can manage this. I will heal quicker than a year and a half. But it is a big deal.
Well,
and so I believe it will take a while.
Well, what's going on with you is you had all that done, but you still have your bile duct, which is part of the liver, helps produce bile, and then that bile goes into your digestive system to help digest your food, and that bile duct is backed up and not working. And sometimes you get a lot of scar tissue in your abdomen from that kind of surgery. And something you could do for that is just knead your belly like dough to try and free up that scar tissue. And you can't hurt anything, and you'll feel things kind of ping and move, and that can help release things. But what's going on, and when you have a bile duct that shows up, that's like having food poisoning all the time. It's like it puts your body in a 2 frequency out of a 10. Like it's the center of your body, and the right side of your body is a 2. The left side of your body's doing pretty good. So you need some nutrition to balance you, to get you back on track, to help everything work and heal faster. Because that was quite a traumatic surgery.
Yes, it was. It really was. It took 6 months after I had the surgery, my hair started to fall out.
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
It was really. So right now you say that my liver is backed up.
Yeah, it's your bile. It's your bile duct. So the bile duct. Yeah. So the bile duct helps the liver produce bile, and so
yeah.
you need to get that work. When that's not working, it's basically one of the things that affects your body the most. Then nothing works, and you could have reactions or allergies to food. You can't handle a lot of things like wheat or dairy would really make you bloated and not feel good. So there are certain things that you can't have, but you got to get that working and your body in balance, and then your stomach has a lot of bacteria in it. So you can't have that. When you have that kind of surgery, you've got to have, you already had an issue before. So then they did all that surgery, but it doesn't mean it took care of all that was going on at the time. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
So you still have some things that are out of balance that are slowing you down, but that,
yes.
But with nutrition and setting you up with the right program, your body can heal, and you could get through this faster. Otherwise, it's definitely a long process.
Oh, okay.
So the
we'll
good side is
office.
Yeah, call up my office, and the good side is it's not that complicated, and we just work with what's going on with you and help you get through that and make suggestions for breaking up that scar tissue.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay. All right, Diane, thank you very much. I just would like to mention that if you do not live in the
Greater
word?
Seattle area.
Thank you, Mom. Greater Seattle area. Mary Jane does do phone consultations. I mean, she has clients all over the United States, so you do not have to live here in order to see her. So Diane, you know, lived in Poulsbo. If she would prefer to make a phone consultation, might be a little easier for her. The only thing you don't get to do is see Mary Jane face to face, but you get exactly the same care that you would as if you walked through the office. The only thing you're missing is a hug.
Or if you come in the first time so I could work on you a little bit with that scar tissue and show you what to do, then the next time you could do a phone consultation too.
Right. So, all right. It's time to take a quick break again. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mystic. Calling all cardinals for the Prince of the South. Killer Gabba Dabba Douche, I just got out. Still rapping, snapping kittens and grabbing my crotch. I'm the artist, the golf artist, the heart is a rock. You gon' mess around and make me knock your fruit juice.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Pure and Cap.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with Mary Jane, Benny, who we love. We love Benny.
Love you, too. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Benny. And I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack. So, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you would like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, please give our office a call at 888-777-4232. If you need a little bit more information about her, go to her website at maryjanemack.com. I like, you have had some of your listeners who have come into the office for appointments, and I like how when they come in, they had been listening to you for a while, and the interesting thing is they always say at the end, I don't know why I waited so long.
Well, what's funny, many of those same people have sent other people in. They tell other people about me and send them in.
First.
And then finally they come in, and it's like, yeah, I don't know why I waited so long.
It's just funny. But what Mary Jane does is, I have to say, because I've been exposed to it for a very long time, it does work. It is simple. It's a way of getting to the cause instead of covering up the symptoms. And it's quick and easy. And I can honestly say I'm pretty darn healthy. I mean, I'm going through a little issue myself right now, but I think it's just old stuff. But it's amazing. It's just amazing. She's amazing.
I'm going to get back to Pam, because something that's important for Pam, too, is to do the drains in your house. Because when you have sinus and allergies all the time, and colds, and kids that have colds, you got to do your drains. And sometimes you have to do them pretty often. And you could use the vinegar and baking soda. And because if you don't, all those gases come up and you breathe the gases in. And then that's what causes the toxins in the stomach and irritates the kidney. Then you have the congestion and the colds.
So, and I'd like to say, even though those gas, which Mary Jane talks about the gases coming up, you don't necessarily smell them. So I just, you know, people might be going, well, I'm not smelling anything, but you don't have to smell them. So,
but they will notice when the people that do their drains, when their husbands come home at night, they are amazed. They don't even know that they did the drains, and they'll say, wow, it smells really good in here. So the people do notice a difference within hours. And sometimes they have dogs that are scratching and itching, and within hours, the dogs stop. So
I think you just need to put it on the calendar. You just got to keep doing the drains.
It's such a common thing, and it makes such a difference. So it's an easy, it's like doing your floors or doing your maintenance of anything.
So, and if you have a little bit of a... If you haven't done them in a long time and you want to do something a little bit stronger, there's a lot of green cleaners out there that you can use to get them done and get a head start on it. I'm not a brand.
There's all kinds of stuff
that you can
Amazon
use.
Or Lowe's. There's all kinds.
And then if you wanted a quick fix, you got your Liquid Plumber and those kind of brands that you could use. And then once you get those drains taken care of, then you can go to the vinegar and baking soda. What is it?
It's like a couple cups of vinegar and a fourth a cup of baking soda. And you put the baking soda down first. And
is it fourth or a half?
Fourth or a half.
Okay.
It depends on how bad your drains are. You can't overdose, you know. So you put the baking soda down first, then you pour the vinegar, and it's going to fizz all up. And then you just leave it there for a while, and then you flush it with hot water. So when you use that, and if you haven't done them for a while, you got to repeat it like in a week, and maybe repeat it every week for 3 or 4 times, and then you could go every 6 weeks, and then usually every couple months.
So, all right, do your drains. Okay, let's go to Howard in Seattle. Hi, Howard, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What is your question for Mary Jane?
Hey, thanks. My question is, I've had something going on with my toenails for quite a while. The word would be fungus. I don't know, a fungal infection or, you know, the nails are kind of discolored and ruffled. They're not the normal smooth, the way a nail I would picture to be. And so I'm just wondering if that's an indication of something going on with my system, you know, in terms of not being able to, or actually if it's a system problem, and if there is, what suggestions or what solutions you might suggest to...
Okay, Howard, for what it is it's also your kidney. That's a kidney bladder issue. So your kidney has some sludge in it, so needs to be cleaned out. And then your kidney's a 30, so it's a little bit inflamed, not too bad. And you have a toxic stomach, too, so you get a lot of bacteria in your stomach. And the bacteria in the stomach could be from needing to do the drains in your house, and it also could be from food, eating out. But I would suggest you do the drains in your house with the vinegar and baking soda, because that's a major part of you getting this whole total program together. So you need a little nutrition for your kidney, but not bad. And when you have the fungus in your toes, that's primarily from the bladder and kidney. But then what you could do to take care of that area is make sure that you spray your shoes, like with an orange, like essential oil spray or a citrus spray, and because your feet sweat, and then that perpetuates that fungus. The other thing you could do is soak your feet in Epsom salt and white vinegar. And you put a couple cups of the white vinegar in and a cup of Epsom salt, and then just soak your feet in that a couple times a week, and that will help to get deeper into that, help cleaning out your feet. The other thing you could do is take get a spray bottle with a mixture of vinegar and water, like one part vinegar and maybe 4 parts water or 3 parts water, and spray your toes and do that on a regular basis, because the vinegar neutralizes them, and it's the best thing you do, and spray underneath your nails. So those are some of the things you could do directly for it, but it's taking care of your kidney and bladder also that's going to be the main issue for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, you didn't mention, I had heard tea tree oil was something that I could use as well.
Well, tea tree oil is okay, and it does, you know, I don't see any great results with it. I mean, it kind of can help, and it neutralizes the fungus. But I think you probably, if you use the vinegar and volt water spray or spray vinegar on it, I think you're going to have better results. And then you got to take care of what's really causing it, because your feet sweat because you got toxins coming out because it's mostly your bladder. Do you have any bladder symptoms?
I don't know. What would I be looking for?
Well, do you go to the bathroom often, or do you get up during the night? Or
yes, yeah, I do. I'm getting older, so I do. I don't know if age has something to do with it, but yeah, I've been finding myself having. It's almost like there's an anxiety, and from time to time, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So you've got a toxic stomach. That you got a lot of bacteria in your stomach, and then that bacteria goes. You've already got a bladder thing, but that bacteria goes through your bladder, and then you have an urgency thing. And then it's those toxins, mostly from the bladder, that are going out your feet. and causing that
fungus.
The fungus in your feet. So yeah, so it's not just about your feet and the fungus. You got to take care of what's going on up above, and then your feet can get better.
Got it. Okay.
So
I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Howard. If you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Finding that vinegar is a wonderful thing.
Oh, it is.
I mean, isn't that what people used to do in the, like, way back olden days, use vinegar?
Oh, yeah. Vinegar and baking soda cleaned everything. And if you look online, you can find more wonderful things to do with the baking soda and the vinegar.
Doesn't it kill weeds, too?
Yeah, it does. You do Epsom salt, a little bit of Dawn detergent.
Dish soap.
And, yeah.
The
Dawn
blue.
Dawn detergent and water, and then you spray. It works best when it's warm out. And you spray the weeds, and only spray what you want to kill, because it'll kill everything you spray. And then get rid of it for a while.
And that's a natural, safe way, especially if you have pets, which I do
well,
know.
Well, it's great for cleaning anything in your house. You could put it in the wash machine as a softener, because softeners, the softener sheets and softeners are full of chemicals.
What about, can you use it as a, it whitens your clothes as well,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, or it whitens, or it, if they're color, it brightens them. So it's great.
So and it's just getting back to the
basics.
Basics instead of using all these chemicals.
The chemicals.
We're going back to the vinegar.
Yeah.
I like it. The white vinegar. All right. You are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, and we'll see you when we get back. I do.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack. Today we're talking about emotions and how it plays a role with your physical body.
So if you're having some issues going on,
could we go back to Howard for just 1 minute?
Sure.
So I think it's interesting. It's not necessarily the fungus's nails, but it's the toxins that are filtering through his bladder that are creating the... They're all coming out the skin. If you don't deal with something, it comes out the skin because it's trying to get out and release.
Exactly.
Correct? All right.
So the other thing, part of that for Howard... is the emotion. What's the emotion involved? So bladder is being ticked off. So remember, this is all relative to what's going on.
So would it be his, because he also had kidney. So would it be kidney or would it be the bladder?
This is more bladder.
Okay.
Kidney is involved, but it's bladder is the main organ and then kidneys. So it'd be ticked off.
Howard's ticked off at something. Or has been in the past.
Well, and remember, it's all relative, and we all have these things.
Nobody's
immune.
There isn't
anybody that doesn't have them. So it's just looking at what that might be for you or when it started and just recognizing that's really the foundation of it.
Okay. Where are we going, Mary Jane?
Well, let's talk about other emotions. So the liver is anger. The kidney is fear. The stomach is disgust.
And the heart is sadness.
The heart is sadness or loss or anger. Could be anger also.
Isn't
that
liver?
Family.
The heart.
The heart could be family issues. Old family issues that have broken your heart.
God knows everybody's probably got those. Well, I meant it could be simple. It doesn't have to be a big... deal thing, but
well, it's how you experienced them.
Yeah,
it's just how you experienced it. And so the stomach is like lack of affection, fears new ideas, disgusted at what's your life and what's going on. And then bladder is ticked off. Pancreas is self-esteem. I'm not feeling good about yourself.
And we don't have a lot. You don't really have a lot of pancreas stuff going on, do you?
What I find with the pancreas, when people are talking about like low blood sugar or blood sugar issues, often it's a gallbladder issue. If you have a gallbladder issue, it will back up the pancreas and put the pancreas in low gear. So you don't take care, by taking care of the blood sugar handling issue, you follow the body. I just follow the body, and whatever the body tells me first is what we do. And often when you take care of the first thing, all the rest gets better. Now, if you take care of the gallbladder and the pancreas still shows up, that's where you pick up like prediabetes or diabetics or people who have parasites, because parasites love the pancreas. But, and I'm talking about microbes, tiny little bugs. But often when you take care of the gallbladder, a lot of those issues change and the pancreas gets stable and is healthy. So, no, I do not see a lot of
pancreas stuff. And I have to say, all of our shows, we always kind of go back to that gallbladder. It's always about the gallbladder.
Or the kidney.
And that has a lot to do with... has to do with your emotions, but it also has to do with food, doesn't it? All the food we eat or don't eat.
I had a client come in this week and had been tested for allergies by a medical doctor, it was. And she came in with maybe 20 papers of things she was allergic to. And most of them were chemicals, like things that were chemicals in food. And then latex gloves. And what she has basically is like a kidney gallbladder issue. And by taking, and that's why she can't handle all those things, because there are chemicals in it. And when she takes care of what's going on with her, she's not going to have all those allergies.
Can you imagine 20 pages of things you're allergic to?
That she thought she needed to deal with and be desensitized. That's insane.
That's insane. So it's kind of like, we know processed foods aren't good. We definitely know microwaving is a no-no. And then if you do eat your fresh fruits and veggies and lettuce and all of that, it's always good to clean it, you know,
with
vinegar and water, believe it or not. I mean, there's a lot of fruit and veggie washes out there, but why not make your own? Get yourself
apple
a spray
cider
bottle.
Vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar and some water and spray your veggies and get them all clean. And then, yeah, so I know we always talk about the gallbladder. I just want... goes back to a lot of different things.
Well, and if your water is really bad, you should use filtered water. But the good thing about the vinegar, even if you have bad water, the vinegar will raise the energy of water that's not good and make it better. So when you're washing those veggies, it's a good idea. But you have to look at, your house too, and what kind of water you have, and if you have a filter on it.
There's a lot going on.
Well, you know, today's environment is just more complicated than it was years ago. So it's in order to keep up with today's environment, it's really not that complicated. It's getting yourself used to looking at what is and what you could do about it. And it really winds up to be
easy. It's just simple common sense changes. No microwaving, wash your fruits and veggies. Try and stay away from chemicals, because everything now has a chemical in it. And I find when I listen to the news more and more, everybody's getting back to basics. A lot of the restaurants are going with fresher food. I think it's because the public is demanding that we, you know.
And also Costco has more organic foods today than ever. And their intention is to continue to go in that direction.
And you want to get organic meats. I mean, the...
grass-fed beef.
Antibiotic hormone-free chickens. And I noticed a lot of the stores like QFC are selling grass-fed beef and antibiotic hormone-free chicken. So,
and eggs, hormone-free. Those are really important to get, antibiotic hormone-free.
So it's the simple steps of just getting back to basic.
Putting good food.
Good food and doing the best that you can.
Yeah. So
this
is Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, it is
Father's Day weekend. So we're wishing all of you a very happy Father's Day and good health for that.
Yeah. I wonder what everybody's... probably a lot of barbecues, maybe.
It's going to be nice out.
It's going to be sunny. Make sure that if you do have all your salads outside, they are on ice. Or I always like on Mother's Day, when you see all the fathers with all the kids, it's like hysterical. So I want to know, is it going to be all the mothers with all the kids? Or is that the day that you all do the family thing? Benny, what are you doing? Are you going to want a day away from your kids?
No. I'm actually going to be really close to them this weekend. We're going to maybe head up to Leavenworth. There's a Volkswagen rally, so to speak, that's going to be up there. So we may take the boys up there and see that. There's also some stuff going down on Federal Way that I might visit. There's a carnival, I believe. So there's multiple things to do here, people. It's a good Father's Day weekend, so in store for us.
All right. So yeah. Benny's going to be hanging with the family.
Yep.
I don't know. I think my dad's pretty low-key. He's like, I don't even, you know, we were talking about the weekend. He's like, what weekend is it? I said, Dad, it's Father's Day. He's like, oh, all right. So
as long as he doesn't have to cook.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't have to cook, he's happy. So
give him a break then, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
He's like the best barbecuer around.
So it's hard to give that up then.
I know, and he makes the best ribs. But we're going to let him have the day off. And he's going to be able to do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to. Dad, I just want you to know right now, you do not have to spend the day with me. I'm okay. If you want to go on a motorcycle ride, I want you to have your day, Dad, and do what you want. So
there you go.
Exactly. Any last minute words, Mary Jane, about today's topic that you'd like to tell your audience?
That your health, journey for your health is not really complicated. So keep it one step at a time, make it easy, and when you make the decision to change it, know that when you, like if you come to my office, you get a particular formula, predictable results, you know you're going to feel better, or I know you're going to feel better, and it's just that easy to take that step.
It's just small, simple changes, nothing drastic. Just keep it simple, and you can make one change, whether that's no microwaving. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to wish all of those fathers a fabulous Father Day, and we will see you next month. Take care.
Sometimes you're crazy, they wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the darkness make me cry. But there's nothing I can do.